Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me!
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes!
Hello and welcome to the movie news. First up, a film studio has decided that the way forward is to literally build some blocks.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Universal Pictures and LEGO have announced a 5-year exclusive agreement to develop, produce and distribute theatrical releases based on its intellectual property and original ideas. Warner Brothers Pictures was the home of the previous pact, yielding 4 animated films, which have grossed more than $1 billion at the worldwide box office. Universal's interest in a pact was reported back in December, with LEGO exploring its options for a couple of months now since its Warner deal expired. Now, in other news, Chris Pine is in negotiations to star in this. It's the latest reboot of The Saint, which has been helmed by Rocketman director Dexter Fletcher for Paramount Pictures. Seth Graham Smith penned the script that follows Simon Templar, aka The Saint, a Robin Hood-esque criminal and a thief for hire. The property was previously turned into the famed 1960s TV series starring Roger Moore, and then in 1997 a film starring Val Kilmer. It's unknown when The Saint would go into production, but the project has been seen as a potential franchise starter. And so from The Saint to The Hunger Games.
Hope of hope. It is the only thing stronger than fear. A little hope is effective. A lot of hope is dangerous.
Francis Lawrence, who helmed all sequels in the Hunger Games film franchise, will return to direct the prequel, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Based on Suzanne Collins' new novel, which will be available for sale on May 19th, she will also co-write the script. No casting as yet is confirmed, with pre-production expected to resume in the coming months. Lionsgate adapted Collins' original Hunger Games book trilogy into 4 feature films that grossed close to $3 billion worldwide. To Netflix now, and a few new releases to keep us going this weekend. First up, Chris Hemsworth stars in Extraction.
This is an extraction.
So who are the players?
Biggest drug lord in India versus biggest drug lord in Bangladesh.
It's a kidnapping.
Drug lord's son. Clock's running at 16 hours. Proof of life as of 6 hours ago.
Chris Hemsworth plays a mercenary attempting to rescue a kidnapped teenager in Sam Hargrave's Netflix action thriller scripted by Marvel veteran Joe Russo. It's streaming now. And Ricky Gervais returns in season 2 of Afterlife.
People think all those things I miss doing with Lisa, I could just do them anyway. They're missing the point. I miss doing nothing with Lisa.
In season 2, while still struggling with immense grief for his wife, we see Tony try to become a better friend to those around him. Each grappling with their own problems, and only to be intensified by the looming threat of the local newspaper being shut down. To TV now, and some movies this evening that are worth watching. First up, The Big Short. Set in 2006 and 2007, when a group of investors bet against the US mortgage market. Christian Bale, Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling star in this Adam McKay movie. It's on RT2 at 9:05. And over on BBC Two, if you're a fan of The Beach Boys, can I highly recommend Love and Mercy. In the 1960s, Beach Boys leader Brian Wilson struggles with emerging psychosis as he attempts to craft his avant-garde pop masterpiece, Pet Sounds. In the 1980s, he's a broken, confused man under the 24-hour watch of a shady therapist, Dr. Eugene Landy. Paul Dano and John Cusack play Wilson in each of these stages in his life. It's on at 10:15 tonight on BBC Two. To digital releases now, and 3 Irish films to give a mention to. First up, Cam with Horses.
Most people know to stay on the right side of the Devers family. I'm what you meet if you ever find yourself on the wrong side.
Douglas Armstrong has become the feared enforcer for the drug-dealing family, whilst also trying to be a good father. Torn between these two families, his loyalties are tested when he's asked to kill for the first time. Cosmo Jarvis, Barry Keoghan and Niamh Algar star. Also on release is Sea Fever, which is about the crew of a West of Ireland trawler marooned at sea who struggle for their lives against a growing parasite in their water supply. And finally, winner of several awards, including Best Cinematography at the Galway Film Fla and Best Film at the Kerry Film Festival, When All Is Ruined Once Again is a highly acclaimed documentary filmed over a 7-year period. It's a film about rural life in the midst of great local, national and global change. When All Is Ruined Once Again is available to rent on Vimeo.com.